Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. You're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Oh, no backstory of something terrible I've done today?
My husband, Christopher Ramsey, who loves washing his car more than he likes washing his body. And he likes washing his body a lot.
Is this because I washed my car today and I didn't wash yours as well?
Yes.
I honestly was doing a bit of work this morning in the house and I think I stretched at my computer and I hadn't had a shower yet. And I stretched my arms up in the air and I went, I need to immediately go in the shower. Like, it was instantaneous. It was disgusting. I was ashamed of myself.
Oh, God.
But then, yeah, I've never.
But then you cleaned your car instead.
No, I did. I showered myself, but I put a lot more effort into the car.
Cool story. Let's start the podcast there. Wow.
What episode is this, Rosie?
Episode 17.
17. Here we are. Mm-hmm. But before we continue, a word from this week's sponsor. Now, it should be noted that as soon as I start mentioning sponsors, Rosie quickly picked up a glass of wine and started necking it. That's how she feels about the sponsor. But Rosie going to be over the moon. It's a big sponsor this week.
Is it a real sponsor?
Big, huge sponsor this week. Massive.
Huge. Don't do like...
Honestly huge.
Right.
Like, thousands of times bigger than the Earth. This week's sponsor is... The Sun. The Sun. Not the newspaper. The big star in the sky that's burning hot. The Sun. Hey, are you a little bit cold? The Sun. Hey, do you need a tan? The Sun.
It's there all the time whether it's hot or cold.
Not at night time, it's not. Slam. Hey. What else you got? Hey, are you looking to photosynthesize? The sun.
Big words.
Yeah. Enjoy it while it lasts. It'll blow up in a couple of billion years, or maybe a million years, and it'll kill everything. It'll destroy everything in the universe.
Ah, we'll be gone by then.
We'll all be dead by then, if you listen to this now. Unless you listen to it in a million years, in which case, dig a hole.
Sorry. It's going to
blow up. The sun.
And then hang on.
Dangerous, yet beautiful.
Mm.
Necessary, yet terrifying.
Look at it, you'll sneeze.
Look at it, you'll sneeze. That's a good one. Look at it, you'll sneeze.
You're welcome.
The sun.
I'm getting in on these now, aren't I?
There we go. See, you're not having any of the money. It's all mine.
No, there's no money.
Nope. Well, not that I've told you about.
Not being paid a penny for
this. I've been paid. Look, can you see the sun coming through the window? That's my payment. Beautiful. Basking in it. Basking in me fortune of light.
Great. Here's the jingle.
Such a sad one.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello again. Sorry, I don't want to laugh straight away, but I love that you just pointed us like we're doing live telly when I've just got to stop.
I know, I do. I press record and then I just like, point at you before I've even got my headphones on and I quickly put my headphones on.
You could just say that word. It's like, go. Right, yeah. Great. Welcome back, episode 17.
17.
Still buzzing that you're all coming back, and yeah. It's amazing. Still thank you, it. Thank you. Gush, gush, gush.
Gush, gush, all thank that. You. Don't forget to rate and subscribe if you're listening to it on one of your podcast shops, on your Apple and all that. rate and subscribe, etc.
You wonder why we don't get sponsored? Yeah. Podcast shops.
Well, you know.
Really?
It's not really a podcast shop, it's free, isn't it? It's bloody appears in your pocket every Friday morning.
It does. It
fantastic.
Does. What are you been up to, shitbag?
What have I been up to? I have been on BBC One live at the weekend with my wife.
Yeah.
Eating nice food.
Yes.
How good was that?
I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Saturday Kitchen.
Yes.
We went on Saturday Kitchen.
You were so excited. We couldn't really tell anyone in the last one that we're going on Saturday Kitchen. I don't think we did.
No.
But I told you we're going on Saturday Kitchen and you were busy eating a slice of toast and you literally dropped all fours and almost dropped your toast. You were so happy.
Like, it's just been a dream of mine.
Yeah.
And I remember you went on when Robin was really little.
Yeah.
Because we watched it in the good room before you could ruin it. And I remember being deathly jealous. And I'm not jealous. I don't get like that when you go on the telly.
But
I was just so,
I think
sometimes
jealousy is a good thing. Like, people always say jealousy is a really bad thing. I think sometimes if you're looking and you're like, oh, I'd love that to be
me. Maybe envious rather than jealous.
Maybe.
I was envious. Well, because we talked about it on the programme, but I had applied to be on that programme as just like a muggle. Do you know what I mean?
Don't say that. That's so offensive to people who don't do to
a muggle. Well, you know, just
call people. What the fuck's wrong?
Well, I'm a muggle. What do you mean?
Like a muggle. What, like everyone on telly's a wizard?
Well, no, muggle, it's a made-up thing from a film about wizards.
Yeah, okay.
Muggles is in Harry Potter, and that's what they call, like, is it mudblood or what is it?
I think a mudblood is
someone who isn't got any.
Isn't that when a mine is half and half, they call her a mudblood because she's got muggle in her.
Oh, wow, yeah, it is because she's a bit muggle.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just meant, like, somebody who isn't on the telly.
I
never used to be on the telly.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be one of the muggles who sit there.
Stop saying muggle.
It is not a real thing, Chris. You need, like, listen, it's a word. We can't, right, I'm sorry, but you can't be saying that muggle isn't PC.
I will give you.
It's not real.
I'll give you £100 if we don't get a complaint about that. £100. If everyone's fine with calling people who aren't on the telly muggles, I'll give you £100.
Yes, please.
Cheers on it.
Cheers. If somebody gets offended that I've called people
anyone,
of the general public muggles.
Anyone, all you've got to do here is email in. I'll give you a tenner. So save myself 90.
No, because somebody will get offended.
Save myself
90. And I'll get really irritated. But anyway, back to the story before you got ridiculous. I wanted to be one of the general members of public, hashtag muggles, who just go and sit on the programme with the chefs.
Yeah.
And just get free food. And then anyway, that dream came true because we were there. And we were
fun, wasn't it?
The wizards.
It was, and it was magic.
Yeah. So I was, you know, half muggle.
Wasn't it great?
It was bloody fantastic. One of the best days of my life.
Really? Oh, that's lovely.
Are you kidding us? It was, oh, did you see it? I was like grinning like a Cheshire cat the whole way through. Somebody tweeted and said that the microphones were on the whole way through and they could hear us just going, this is crazy. Did you see that?
I loved how many people got involved. Like, they were sending memes of you. They were making GIFs and memes of you, eating and drinking. It was amazing. It was very, very good fun. The food's unbelievable. Now, what I've got to genuinely commend you for, and I know some people were weird about it, like one or two people were like,
what?
I got one tweet of someone going, oh, God, you can be honest, but they can be a bit too honest. Now, every single time I watch that show, and we watch that show a lot, when someone gets the food hell, they still eat it and go, oh, that's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah? And I tried my food hell once. I didn't get, I've always got me heaven, I think. But I think once they had me food hell ready prepared and I tried it off camera and I was like, actually, that's really nice.
Yeah.
You stuck to your guns, mate.
I was going to vomit. I swear I could have thrown up. It came up, you know,
so
and you
hold
go,
on. So if you didn't see it, Rosie's food hell was a cheesy pasta. So they made a carbonara in a cheese wheel. Which literally, I was hiding my erection. I was that excited on live telly, right? Talk me through what happened.
Well, right, let's just start at the beginning. I think I made a huge error in actually seeing my, like, worst food in the world.
Yeah.
Because you chose a fish stew, but I think you could stomach a fish stew.
If they made it, yeah.
Yeah, if I made it, you'd probably vom. But they, you know, Michelin star chefs making it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I hate cheese. Uh-huh. I hate cheese. Like, not, I can have it on pizza and I can have cheese on toast if it's just like cheddar or something, right?
Yeah.
Or mozzarella. But this was like the cheese that has mold on it and you still eat it.
It was like fuck
that
cheese.
Wheel
yeah.
Smelt like.
Oh, to use
Willy's.
A phrase from last week, toe meat cheese. Yeah.
Cheesy bellends.
Jesus Christ.
Feet, right?
Yeah.
It was disgusting. And I shouldn't have picked something that bad. I should have probably picked something, you know, like middle of the road.
Yeah.
That I don't really like, but I could probably eat.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be sick and I felt so rude.
It was great. It has to be the best line that's ever been said on that show. You, while literally trying not to throw up, saying to the chefs, you're really talented, but this is disgusting.
I know. Because... I did.
I loved it. No, fair play, because I like that. I like your honesty. But you did.
Well, what's food hell to be
absolute
fair?
Absolute food hell. And if they'd... Well, I don't know. Maybe if they'd done it and you'd liked it, they'd have took it as a... But I think the fact that they made it so cheesy and creamy pastry, they did it so well, it was absolutely a food hell.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was.
God, it was amazing.
I know.
I hit a wall when we got on that train. We got on the train to go back. I just...
I was pissed. I don't know about you.
I was honestly, I had to go and do a gig on the night. I was devastated.
I know. I was in bed by 9:30. Oh, woo.
We both fell asleep putting Robin to bed.
Yeah, I know.
Fell asleep putting him
well,
to bed.
Well, that's what happens when you drink 4 glasses of wine at 10 o'clock in the morning. Do you know what I mean? Got wine tonight. Cheers. Wine tonight. Cheers, my love.
It's a wine podcast. It's a wine cast. Hey, it's a plonk cast.
Plonky, plonk, 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 plonk.
It's a plonk cast. So in about 10 minutes' time, we're going to start talking some real shit, I reckon.
Can't wait. Babadoo, 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 ba. What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's
what your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? I got so excited, I forgot to do the rap.
What's your beef?
Still haven't come up with another jingle.
Still haven't come up with another jingle.
I just haven't got time. Yeah, we'll do it, though.
Cool.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? Ladies first?
Me first?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've mentioned this. I might have, I say this to you all the time, but okay. I don't know if I've done it on the podcast.
Okay.
And I think I'm talking a lot, but I think I haven't done it on the podcast because I mention it so much in real life.
Okay.
It's a big one, actually.
Oh, God.
It's one of my main beefs with you.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. It's oh, divorce. Material.
Oh, no, we'll lose the podcast.
My, is that all you care about now?
I mean, no, I miss you so much.
Wow. Italian. Great. My beef with you in life. Uh-huh. Is that you can eat whatever you want and you will never, ever put on weight.
I don't know what to say.
You're like a fucking lion. Ever seen a fat lion?
The fat lion.
I've never seen a fat lion. Exactly, mate, that's you.
I've never seen a fat lion.
You don't put, what's the matter with you?
I don't know how I do it. I'm really sorry. I know it makes you feel really bad. I know, I'm trying to get better. I had a smoothie today. You made us a little chicken salad. I'm trying to do smoothies.
I know, but then what happens is you'll end up getting really fit.
Right.
So I'd rather you just be middle of the road.
Jesus.
Rather than like super fit, because that would make us feel
worse.
See
what I'm living with, guys? This is craziness. You can eat whatever you want. Stop it. No, don't stop it. Keep doing it. Here. Have a cake. Have a cake on that cake.
Let's just go a bit deeper though, right?
Right.
You, in a week, you could eat a pizza takeaway. Yeah. Takeaway pizza. Not even like an oven one. Mm-hmm. That's got less calories. Takeaway pizza. You could have a curry.
Yeah.
You could have like bars of chocolate, packets of crisps, beers, wine, and you just won't fluctuate at all.
I don't know how I do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know, but as a person who has a terrible metabolism.
That's it. It's been metabolism.
And I put on weight so
I also
easily.
Worry it off. Well, one, you don't need to worry because you're beautiful, but I worry it off.
Mm.
I worry. Was that where you twisted your face up there because I gave you a compliment on the podcast. You didn't like it, did you?
Just
God damn it.
It's like having a
God,
shot.
God damn this medium. I'll be honest with you, I don't like it when I'm doing a gig and someone shouts out a compliment. I really hate it.
Why?
If I'm like, and I'm like, oh, I've got a heckler. What's that, mate? And they're like, oh, I love you. I'm like, that's, shut up, you.
Catches you off guard.
It's really weird. I'd rather you call us a twat. So yeah, but yeah, stop worrying about it because you're gorgeous, right? But I worry it off is what I do. My head, it's craziness. The stuff I worry about is awful. I put it on Twitter today. I was trying to plan, I'm going to Isle of Man for a gig this week, right? And I was trying to plan which road to take to get across to the M6.
Yeah.
And I was on my big computer doing it and I was on Google Maps and I zoomed out too much. I flicked my mouse.
Mm.
And when you flick your mouse on Google Maps, it zooms right out so you can see the full planet.
Mm.
And then I remember we're just on a planet in space and then I had a little panic attack.
Jeez.
Because I was like, A69, A66. Oh my God, we're in the middle of space hurtling through the sky. And I had like a bit of a freaked out a bit. And then I started thinking about what happens when you die. And I had a little bit of I nearly had a nosebleed. So.
See, when you say things like that, I don't know how we're married. Do you know what I mean, though? That's so.
It's bizarre,
isn't it? I don't go to them levels of worry.
I did it when, I did it on Saturday actually, when we were putting Robin to bed, just as you were falling asleep. I don't know what happened, but something popped in my head if I wonder what happens when you die. And I sometimes try to get the idea of nothing, Like, people go, it's nothing. It's just nothing. Like, before you were born, there was nothing.
Yeah.
But it's nothing forever. And I can't get my head around it. And it properly, like, control alt and deletes my brain. It makes us, like, it makes us crash. My thoughts all freak out. It's really bizarre.
What, when you think about dying?
When I think about the idea of nothing forever. Do you understand
what
I mean?
Well, then change that idea.
Well, okay.
You not go to heaven?
No, because I've never really believed in it, because people say all your loved ones and all your family are there who died in that. And I'm like, I didn't really
know. My granddad Jimmy, me and Margaret, they're literally up there with a glass of wine for us.
Yeah, well, that's quite a glass of wine, but it's kind of good.
It's lush. And then we'll just drink wine all day and we'll float on clouds. There'll be unicorns. We'll eat marshmallows for breakfast. That's my heaven.
God, you're going to put some serious weight on there.
No one cares in heaven.
And I'm not. I'm there as well in your heaven, but I put weight on.
Yes, that's it. In heaven, all the mirrors, you look amazing. It's like, what's that film with
Shallow Hal.
It's Shallow Hal in heaven. That's my heaven. Just look, eat whatever you want, Rosie, but look in that mirror. Oh my God, I'm Sidney Kravitz. But I don't think it has to be. I don't think it has to be a religious thing or anything like that. It's just thinking about something that isn't grim.
Yeah.
It might not be real. I don't know if it's real or not, but I believe
it gets you through the bloody day. Why the hell not?
Exactly. Well, mate, try it, eh?
Why the hell not?
Anxiety-riddled fool.
Just worry about shit that hasn't happened yet that you can't control.
Right. What's your beef with me?
My beef? Again, I've got to say, my beef is a long-standing beef.
Great.
That I've had with
They're
you.
The best ones.
Yeah, long-standing beef. An aged beef, if you will.
Like a carpaccio.
Like a cured beef.
Great.
Yeah.
Beef jerky.
It popped up at the weekend, and it's constant, and I've addressed it numerous times, and you've never fixed it. You have absolutely no fucking clue how to stack a dishwasher.
Oh, piss
off. It's madness.
Oh, Chris.
No, it's madness. It's craziness, right? But not just that. We've talked about it before, so I'm not going to go deep into that. What I'm talking about is this, right? You and your mum are both terrible at it. It's disgusting. It's like you're throwing them in. I've done it in my stand-up. It's like you're throwing them in from miles away. I tried to teach and you don't need... I sort of tried to show you a couple of times and you've kind of watched and I've thought, is she actually paying attention? And I've thought, nah, she's probably not.
No.
And today you solidified it. Just today. I had a different beef until today this happened. You, incredibly, you opened the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
You cleaned the full dishwasher. You took all the racks out. You cleaned all the crud off the side.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You did all of that. And then you went, oh, I hate stacking this. I don't know how to do it. And I went, I'll stack it for you, darling. I went, hey, as you're here, as you've cleaned it all, you're in a bit of a productive mood. I went, do you want to watch? And I'll show you exactly how to do it. Trying to not be patronising. But I was like, do you want to watch? And I'll show you exactly. Do you remember what you said, Rosie? You said, and I quote, I would rather have a wank with a piece of glass. Genuinely said that in my face this morning. Horrible. I mean, the visual was just... I mean, it's still upsetting us now. I'll be honest with you, thinking of that visual, the calories are flying off. But
something else flying off and off. Oh, my God. Oh, Chris. Wow. I didn't know where you were going with that, because
I've never heard something so disgusting.
And
it came from nowhere.
Well, okay, right? But maybe just take this for a minute, right? Maybe I've thought about that before when you've asked us and thought, do you know what, Rosie? I'd rather have a little wank with a bit of glass
than watch this shit bag. I will never offer again. I didn't realise you felt that bad about it. I will never offer again.
It's horrific.
It blew my mind. I had to sit down. My knees went weak. It was like watching surgery on the telly.
I don't feel like you responded that much when
I wrote it down.
Did you just write it down?
Well, I went, I'm saving that for tonight, because that is... We've hit some deep-rooted...
I totally forgot.
Psychiatrist would have a fucking field day with that, mate.
What's the matter with us? Why do we talk like this? Why is this our life? I'd forgot about that whole conversation.
I didn't forget
like
about
it. It's just
been rattling around my head all day, mate. You're an animal.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
Yeah,
but
I'll just stack the dishwasher from now on. You just put the... Oh, God, just got a glass in her hand. Oh, it's a wine glass. It's time for
questions from the public.
We need some jingles, man.
Public.
Right.
I know. Just before we do questions from the public, just to let you know, got a lot of emails from people who've had sex on a plane.
Really?
People have had sex on a plane. People have had wanks on a plane. People have been lo-wanked on a plane.
Yeah. So did we get any details from these people?
Well, yeah, some of them went into detail quite a lot, but like a lot of them said it was really shit though, because it was like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A lot of air hostesses.
Right.
And have been in touch saying it's very unsanitary in them toilets, basically.
Oh, God.
A lot of stuff goes on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Anyway,
good Lord.
Back to the questions from all you lovely lot.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us whatever you want, as long as it's not a picture or something minging. Or a comment on your cousin's decent breasts.
A lot of people like that.
Everyone loved that. Yeah. Fair play.
Very, very decent, those breasts.
Very nice. Okay, what you got, Rose?
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Firstly, I'd like to know how you feel about people that leave their bags on the seat next to them on trains. Are you one of them, or does it wind you up as much as it does me?
Oh.
There's another question as well.
Right. Well, first of all, I do leave my bag on the seat next to us,
but if you want
it moved, I'll move it. But it's a deterrent because I don't like sitting next to people.
Yeah,
and I'm saying it right now because I live on trains and I've sat next to coughers, farters. I've sat next to people who flake their skin on you. I've sat next to people who flake their sausage rolls all over you. That's not a euphemism. They just sometimes eat a sausage roll and I got some pastry on us once and I'm still upset about it. I have sat next to people who will sit down on the table and they open a full-on like Burger King at 10 in the morning and it stinks and I'm watching them eat it and I feel like I'm inside it. So yeah, I do put my bag on the chair. But if you want it moved, I'll move it instantly and let you sit down. But it's a deterrent because there's some dirty bastards out there.
Keeping you thin.
It's keeping us... Why is it keeping us thin?
Anxious.
Anxious, yeah. It's keeping us... Oh, what am I like when we get on a train? I'm bad, aren't I?
You're a nightmare, but it's one of my beefs, so don't...
Oh, okay then, right. We'll do that later.
Yeah, man. Sure up.
What about you? Do you put the bag next to you, Rosie?
No, I don't, because I've got manners, Chris.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I got taught them at an early age, you know, elderly and pregnant. Have a seat.
Yeah. Oh, come on, elderly and pregnant. I'd lift my bag up straight away. If you're just a manky businessman. And they are manky. I've told you before, I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, when a guy sat next to us and just burped, and with every single sentence, he just blew it in my face.
Oh, it makes me feel sick, this story.
It was, what are you being to Birmingham for? Right in my mouth.
Was he drinking?
He was drinking Stella.
Oh!
The gassiest of all the drinks.
Ew.
And he must have had, I think he must have ate a clove of garlic, like an apple, before he got on.
Oh, no.
Raw. And it was literally, turned away from us, just, and then the blow was turned to me, and,
I can taste it.
It was lifting. It was horrible.
That's
honestly
disgusting.
I must have looked like Michael Jackson on the Earth song, just me hair flying back.
Vile. And secondly, this is another question.
From the same person.
From the same person, this is Kylie.
Okay.
After me and my fiance have sex, he fought literally seconds after it's over. Pretty much every single time. Do either of you do this? It's weird. Love, Kylie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So he has sex. They have sex. I'm guessing it's
my fiance.
After he, so it's a male and a female. They have sex. And then he, as soon as he's finished, has a fart. Every single time.
Absolutely. That is, like, absolutely. The magic's over, love.
I know. But it must be built in him, because that's like you every time we hug and you burp.
I don't do that anymore. I've tried not to do that.
I can tell you're holding them in. And you've stopped hugging me as much, actually. You have? Holy shit. You have?
I don't like burping and hugging at the same time.
Oh, thank God, mate. I'm not annoyed. I'm glad.
That's disgusting. That is a full-on, like, if you didn't... The magic's over when you're finished having sex anyway. You kind of go back to, you know, you pick your phone up or whatever. You go back to doing whatever you were doing. But to just knock a big man.
That would upset me.
Dude, stop it, man. Go in the other room.
Yeah, I'd be annoyed if you did that.
He must be building it up. It must be something to do with the thrusting and moving. Or maybe the way he's breathing. Maybe, you know, some people can suck air in their bum and then pump it out. Yeah, they genuinely can. I'm just sucking it, and he might be inadvertently doing it. It might be the way he's tensing or whatever he's doing.
Do you think?
The
just
movement.
So
he's moving up and just down. Like, and he's thrusting like a bike pump, right? And he's sucking the air in, and then he's got to let it all out.
Yeah. Okay.
Or maybe he's just really relaxed afterwards, and he's
possibly that.
I mean, still, he deserves a punch, love. Kylie, give him a slap. What the hell's he doing? It's minging.
Proper rank.
Jesus.
Bless him. Good stuff.
He's like a tire at the garage. You know, when you finish pumping your tires up at the garage, you pull it off and it goes, that's him.
It's just, I wonder how long they've been together. It's pure
it
dreams.
Sounds like
it.
Forever. I mean, imagine that in a one night stand. What was your name again?
That's great.
Yeah, I'll get you an Uber.
Get you a fucking nubby. Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm after some advice.
Always happy to give advice.
So to summarise the issue, I think my husband is a complete and utter knobhead when he's drunk.
Wow.
Mm. As a sober man, he is very funny and a joy to be around. So that's good.
Got you.
If he's had a few too many, his jokes become terrible, but he thinks he's being hilarious. He becomes arrogant, reckless, and very boisterous. He talks to anybody in the room but me, and he's prone to wandering off with strangers.
Can I just say, until that bit, I thought this was you emailing in.
Love, Rosie. He's a live wire and not in a good way.
Ooh.
I've been told by a few people it's completely normal to find your other half annoying when they've drunk too much. Is this the case for you too? Any advice, welcome.
Wow, okay. Mm. So he gets too drunk, he gets too boisterous, he runs off. Maybe make sure he's had a big meal before he goes out.
Why?
Because it soaks the alcohol up. Maybe make sure he has a couple of waters in between the drinks.
I think some people are lightweight and some people aren't.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've known some people for years, right? Uh-huh. And they've never, over the whole year, like when we were younger, they'd get mortal drunk after a few drinks, but so would you.
Yeah.
But then I feel as I've got older, I've become more tolerant to drink. But I know for a fact that I drink the same as these people.
Yeah.
Yet when you go out with these people, they still get really drunk after just a few drinks.
Yeah.
And I just think some people can't handle alcohol as well as other people. There'll be something scientific about it, but I don't know what it is.
Damn, if only you had a bit of research to just slide into that little chat there.
Should we Google something and put in?
Nope, no. Not bothered.
There's something scientific.
I'm happy to generalise.
Some people are lightweight, some people aren't.
Yeah. Maybe, well, I don't know. Okay, then, well, maybe if you just like him, he wanders off with strangers. Maybe a lead. Maybe a little dog lead. Put a little dog
maybe
lead on
a little leash. That would work.
A little bell. Put a little bell around his neck.
And then when he's being bad, just kind of like pull on it and be like, bad boy.
They're one of the choker ones that they're kind of banned, but you probably get one off the internet and just like pull it if he's being naughty and it chokes him a bit. And then, you know.
Yeah. Water his drinks down.
Mm-hmm. That's not good. Yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah.
I've done that.
Really?
Not to, like, when I've had friends who are too drunk and they're like, I want another drink. I'm like, vodka coke? Yeah. And they're like, vodka coke. And I'm like, great. I go to the bar and I just get them a coke.
Fantastic.
And they're like, they literally have five more cokes.
Evil
and I'm
genius.
Like, sucker.
I love it. Well done.
I've done that before. Sorry, Steph.
You're yeah, we've got the jingle now, mate. What are you going to do? You're a really nice drunk.
Thank you.
You're a lovely drunk. I've always loved that about you.
It's just always in my system. I'm joking.
No, you're a really, really nice drunk. Yeah.
I think the only time
you've actually been, it was when you went to Little Mix. It's when you went to Little Mix a couple of years ago.
Oh my God.
And you came back and you were lying in our bed fully clothed. And I went, do you not want to, you're like shoes on, high heels on the lot, covered in mud, lying in the bed, going to sleep. And I went, do you not want to go and get changed, darling? And I come, do you not want to, just get out of your clothes. And you went, that's right, isn't it? Mams can't have fun. I said, no, mams can have fun. Just get your clothes off. You're fully dressed in bed. And then you woke up and bollocked us because you were fully clothed. So that was fun.
I know.
Why have I got me clothes on? Because you're a dick.
That was such a good night. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because they were selling little bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And little bottles of wine make me feel fine.
Fantastic.
So that was why. I've got that. I Instagrammed that.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's somewhere on the internet. It's a good day. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Okay, this next one, right? Because I've been going through the emails, mm-hmm. I've noticed that people are putting a lot of effort in these emails, which I really appreciate. And the subjects, mm-hmm. you know, they put a subject title.
Yeah, the subject title.
They're really funny, some of them.
Okay.
So this one is called The Square Root of Sex.
Wow. I'd have opened that email.
Well, see what I mean? Fair it entices player. Us.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
want to read it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, The Ramses. The other day, after me and my boyfriend had done bits. Right, okay, I read this first and I was like, what the hell is bits?
Done each other's
bits is
bits.
Sex. No, bits is just sex. For some reason they call it bits. I don't know why.
But that's what David Walliams calls the... He's in the sketch in Little Britain where the guy who still breastfeeds, even though he's like 40, he calls bitty. It bitty? Bits? Bitty?
Well, this is just what these do, so...
Oh.
Sorry. Should I change bits to sex?
No, I think they're very weird and I'm going to use it to judge them in the next bit of the email, whatever that may be.
Okay.
Bits.
The
weirdos.
I know, and it's in like a pot, it's in little apostrophe.
Yeah, it's in a pot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ugh.
The other day, after me and my boyfriend had done bits, he said, wow, had to do some mad maths then. I let the comment slide and just thought I'd missed something he'd said. He then said it the next day after we'd done bits again.
2 days in a row?
Dude, I know, mate.
Bloody hell. I didn't know rabbits could send emails.
These youngies.
Jesus.
This
got
time...
Got a job.
Got a telly.
Got a phone.
I've got nothing to say. Anyway, this time I asked what he meant. Okay, so he said it. Again, the next day after the done bits.
He said, wow,
he
had
to do some mad maths then.
Right.
He said that when he doesn't want to finish quickly, he does hard arithmetic calculations in his head to try and prevent it happening when he wants to last longer.
Wow.
Is this normal?
Wow.
His name is Lewis and he listens to the podcast too. So please name and shame him because I think it's bloody weird and that's from Samantha.
Jesus.
So Lewis, to stop him from... Coming, climaxing. Yeah. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Nana. Sorry, everyone who knows me. I just said come and climax.
You said that. You did that as if you were going to put a word in that wasn't come or climax. As if you were going to put like, you know.
I was really trying to think of like a non.
Like an innuendo, like a sort of simile in for it. But you said both of them. Both of the words. You could have said finish. But you went with the sweary one and the science one. It was amazing.
Sorry. Anyway,
you know, when they are when Lewis and Samantha are fucking, I like that's essentially what you just did. So weird.
I know.
I thought you were going to put a simile
it's
in.
It's the wine.
So
anyway, so he does math to put himself off.
To put himself off. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wish you'd do a bit of math.
The problem is with me, I bloody love maths, so it does the opposite.
Oh, is that what
love
it is?
Oh, Pythagoras and that. Oh, pi 3.14. Can I first of all, right, it just said, I've got a copy of the email on my computer here because he sent it, right? So it says, when he doesn't want to finish quickly, he does hard arithmetic. Can I say, you guys are calling sex bits. You know what's a better word for it? Hard arithmetic. That's much better. Fancy some bits tonight. Fancy some hard arithmetic later. Damn right
bits.
I do.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Horrible. That's
so he's lying there like blooming beautiful mind. Like... Just leave it there. Like, wow. Fair play, man. I mean, if it works for you. It's, I mean, if anything, Samantha, I think you should take it as a compliment. He's obviously enjoying it that much and you're doing, you know, you're doing whatever.
He has to put himself off.
Yeah. He has to put himself off.
You know.
Yeah.
You're obviously, orgasming.
Yeah.
Could have
Samantha,
said
you know, you're obviously, how should I put this? Grinding and humping so well. Oh, no, sorry, I did exactly what Rosie did there. You're obviously doing something right, Samantha. I think you should take it as a compliment and well done.
Listen,
I mean, as long as he's, Samantha, as long as he's not doing it out loud, I don't think you've got anything to worry about.
Yeah, true.
Just lying there like Carol Vorderman on a 90s educational video.
Well done, Samantha.
Well done, Samantha. Well done, doll.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Samantha.
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 2, 4. Oh, too late.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't hard enough. It was too easy. It's only the 2x table. What was I thinking? They changed me trousers. Babadoo, 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 bab. Got one here. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Me and my partner love your podcast and have a question for it. We are naturists.
Ooh.
Would you... Why am I so childish?
I don't know.
My immediate thought is, where do you put your phone while you're listening to it? You've got no pockets.
Up your bum.
Oh, hey. Would you, sorry guys, would you go or have you been to a nudist beach? If you could you possibly keep me anonymous as my family members don't know we are naturists? Well, first of all, you're not very good naturists if they haven't realised yet.
Clearly got clothes on sometimes, haven't you? Not full-time naturists.
Bullshitter.
Part-timers.
Then again, you don't want to ruin that barbecue, do you? Don't stand too close, Jim. You might get some fat smashing on your knob. His name's not Jim.
Extra sausage.
Oh, Jim's got one right there. Here we go. If your name's Jim, that's total fluke. I didn't mean it.
Sells Jim.
Naturists. Wow, I didn't know they still kicked about.
Apparently so. I've been on nudist beach.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this?
Go on, you.
I've been on nudist beach in Gran Canaria.
Wow.
And it was horrific.
Really?
Oh, well, me and my friend, Sarah Badger, naming her.
Can I just say, that's the best name to be on a Badger. Nudist beach.
Oh, she's not called Sarah Badger anymore, but that's annoying.
Well, that wasn't her name before she got the nudist beach, but...
Sarah, get your badger out.
Sarah Badger.
And my maiden name, Rosie, it's not winter. Get your clothes off. Get in. Well done. So we went to a nudist beach in Gran Canaria and I was like 19.
Yeah.
And we thought we were really cool and I was a lot thinner then. So I loved getting my kit off, right? And we were like, yeah, let's go to the nudist beach. Oh, yeah. Sexy. Blah, blah, blah.
It would be like Love Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of old people.
Really?
Naked playing tennis on the beach.
Oh, tennis. That, no.
I swear to God.
Playing bat and ball.
Bat and ball.
Good Lord.
No clothes.
Bat and balls.
Bat and a lot of balls. And
oh, there's no support in that. You can't be jumping around playing bat and ball, doing sports with no underpants on. The balls must have been knocking around the knees.
I know, and boobs as well. It must hurt. Oh. They were all very old. And it was just a bit weird.
Oh, Jesus.
And I ended up putting a bag of crisps. Like, I folded a bag of crisps up and I ended up putting it over my vagina. Because I just felt a bit weird.
That's weird.
I know, I don't know why I didn't just put my pants on, but yeah. I just did.
Just put a bag of crisps.
I know.
That sounds like an invitation.
Yeah, but the thing
is... Gary Lineker, I was there, he'd be writing.
Hello, Gary, is this doing anything for you? Pickled onion.
Sorry. I mean, cheers. Very
Thank
good
you.
Joke. Very
Thank
good
you.
Joke. See, a perfect example of a joke that a male comedian wouldn't have been able to say. Very well done.
Thank you.
If I'd have said
so
pickled
much.
Onion, I'd have been a pervert. But pickled onion by you, fantastic joke.
Get away with it, you see.
Well played.
So, yeah, it was in the end, it was vile. But we kind of committed to it. That's why I didn't put my costume back on, my bikini even.
Well, do you not get kicked off if you put your costume on? Is that not the
well,
point?
Exactly. But we'd got there and we were like, right, well, we have to stay for a little bit. We can't just go.
Did you put a crisp
look at
on?
Everyone, feel disgusted and leave.
Did you put a crisp on each nipple?
No, I put the empty bag of crisps
yeah, but was
over
a
my
crisp
vagina.
On, yeah, but then a crisp on each nipple as well. No. Like, complete the look.
No. I had mint boobs back then. Got them out every occasion.
Lamb
I could.
And mint. Did they do that flavour then?
Anyway, it was rank. I won't be going back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I've never fancied that. I've never, ever fancied getting me kit off. It's not a, like, and walking around. It's not a thing.
No.
Nah, not at all.
You're not old enough by Gran Canaria beach standards.
I mean, like, I've got nothing against it if it's a nudist beach and you want to, you know, but it is mainly old people, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 But I think they might be aging hippies, so they might be, like, in the 60s when they were doing it, it might have been happy days, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Although I imagine there was as much pubic hair that they must have looked like they were wearing clothes. Back in the day, you lose a pack of crisps down there. Big one and all. Where's me sensation? Bloody hell.
Gary Lineker disappear.
Just see his feet kicking out. Little,
we mentioned Gary Lineker.
Pair of football boots.
Why did we mention Gary Lineker a lot?
Have we mentioned
loads?
Have we?
I'm sure we have when we've talked about crisps.
He's a national treasure.
He's synonymous with crisps.
He's a national treasure.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never gone as far as mentioning him disappearing into a hippie's pubic region before, like, but hey, you know, what are you going to do?
You never listen to it. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Right. Mm-hmm. I have got up there with one of the maddest emails we've ever had.
Okay. Excited.
In my opinion.
Excited.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. This one may just blow your mind. Well, I've just proofread it and it has blown me mind. My dad had an affair with my mom's niece when I was 16.
Oh.
My dad moved out with her when my mum found out, but they now all live with my mum and my nan.
What?
Mum's mum. Isn't that mental? So the dad cheated on the mum with the mum's niece.
Yeah.
But now they all live with the mum and the mum's mum.
That's
craziness. What the hell's going on?
Okay.
Here's my issue. Well, that's not your issue, mate. I don't know what the fuck is.
What's going on?
My fiancé and I have been discussing what we would say to our child when we have one. I personally feel like we need to tell them eventually about the relationships that is going on in that house. But my fiancé thinks we should act like what is going on is normal. What do you think? Let me mention, my cousin is only 8 years older than me, but is younger than my brother. So they've had a kid as well.
Okay.
Have fun with this one, guys. Oh, no.
No.
No, they haven't had a kid. That's the niece. Okay, sorry. God, I'm getting confused.
Cousin.
So it's her cousin. Oh, my God. 8 years older than me, but is younger than my brother. Have fun with this one, guys. I look forward to your response. For my own embarrassment, leave this anonymous. I'll absolutely leave you anonymous. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Intense that is. But this, it harks back to there's other people in the world.
Yeah, I've got that opinion as well. What, you don't shit where you eat.
Do you know what I mean?
Jesus. I mean, in my opinion here, it's just saying I personally, me and my fiancé have been discussing what we'd say to our child. I personally feel like, it doesn't matter what you personally feel, writer here, because you've got a fiancé who's happy to stay with you. When that shit's going on, do whatever your fiancé wants.
Yeah, they run the show.
So the nana and the mom live with the ex-husband and the husband's niece, which is the nana's grandkid.
Yeah. No. So they mustn't be blood related. God, we haven't even talked about the incestuous of this. Is that a word? I don't know.
Yeah, the incestuousness.
It must be just the mom's niece, and then they must have married.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be the mom's brother or sister's child, and it's got nothing to do with the husband.
Oh, okay.
So like, say, I don't even want
don't
to put
even,
it.
Don't even point to me and start doing names of your family because I'll be sick everywhere. Don't even joke. Don't even joke. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Honestly,
but anyway, that's what it is.
Obviously, so it's the mums, yeah. So it's the mums' brothers,
Chris,
or the mums' sisters.
This happens.
I know exactly what happened here, though.
What?
The dad turned around to the person who wrote this and one day, and actually this is how it all started, they actually just said, your cousin's got a decent pair of breasts.
Oh my god, this is it from the child's view.
we're getting an origin story.
Holy
this
shit.
Is like when Wolverine came out after X-Men. If you haven't listened to the last episode, go back and listen to it now, because none of this shit will make sense.
When all they need to do when they're describing it to the child is go, well, once upon a time, your granddad thought that my cousin had decent breasts.
Don't explain it to your child until well later on. Kids don't give a shit about stuff like that. The child will just accept that they all live in the same house.
Don't ever tell them. Do you not find, as a grown up, like, only now have I been told some stuff and I'm like,
shit,
are you joking? Like, you don't have a clue.
I found out some fucked up shit and I was like, I'm glad you didn't tell us that when I was a kid, because that would have melted my head.
Yeah,
totally. And if you are going to tell your kids, sit them down properly, put some music on. I suggest a ding-a-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling and explain why your family's a fucking mess. Sorry.
Good luck, guys.
Well, good luck, but don't tell your kid.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast.
Thank you.
Good
so
enough.
Do we.
Yeah, we really do. Since you seem to have many listeners conducting polls, I thought I'd tell you this little story.
Ooh.
In my old job, my friend Gavin would ask a would you rather question to the team every day. They were fairly standard questions until one day he asked the following. If you had to give up one for the rest of your life, would you rather give up pizza or receiving oral sex? Apparently, just to summarise the email, this became such a big discussion that it's turned into a poll with the whole office on email.
On
the pizza
email.
Won the poll, but only by a very small margin. So, to both of you on the podcast, pizza or oral?
Which one would I give up?
If you could give up one for the rest of your life, you
have to
pick
give
one.
Up pizza or oral sex, or receiving oral sex for the rest of my life. Receiving oral sex.
You'd give up oral
in
sex.
In the blink of an eye, yeah. All pizza. I'm thinking about then, people who answered oral, who answered giving up pizza, you haven't had a good enough pizza. You're eating the wrong pizza. What are you eating? Microwave Chicago town pizzas. Grow up. Get a proper pizza down you. Jesus. You can still have real sex. The fuck's wrong with you?
Well, to be honest, I don't really like pizza and I don't really like oral sex either. So
gets in the way, doesn't it?
I'd rather have a Chinese.
That wasn't on the email, but that's fair enough.
I'd rather have a little portion of barbecue spare ribs over any of them. Pizza or oral. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Nana. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, Papa John. Sorry, Domino's. Sorry, Pizza Hut. Sorry.
I do like the barbecue pizza at Pizza Hut.
Okay, then.
So, actually, maybe. Oh, God, shit. Right, okay. Pizza.
Oh, yeah, I love pizza. Pizza's my favourite thing. I could eat pizza every single meal of every single day. I love it so much. It's my favourite.
I know.
Yeah. Or it doesn't even get a look in. Pick something better. That's the worst would you rather ever for me. That's that thing as well, you know. You know, every year they do that thing on Twitter and they're like, it's steak and blowjob day. I would be fucking fuming if I was trying to have a nice fillet steak and someone was trying to give us a blowjob. I'd be going, will you get off? I'm trying to...
Oh, shit. There's your birthday. Don't let shit out. Cancel the butchers and the stool.
And the knee pads that you'd bought. Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, well, I think we're both reasonably drunk now, so it's possibly time for the celebrity question.
Yes, so do I.
This week's celebrity question is from Lee Ridley. Now, you will all know Lee Ridley as Lost Voice Guy, the winner of last year's Britain's Got Talent, and a friend of mine. And here he is. He sent this in.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. Recently, I was eating on a train while sitting opposite a posh businessman in an expensive suit. As I have trouble eating at the best of times, this was probably a bad idea. This was confirmed to be the case when I sneezed while still having a mouthful of food and covered the bloke in bits of my very delicious chocolate cake. I apologized immediately and he said it was fine, but I could tell that it wasn't. That was a very long 3-hour journey back to Newcastle. Anyway, my question is, have you ever had any eating disasters in public?
Friggin' hell. Can you imagine? That's banging.
So what, he sneezed? God, I wish I'd been there. Chocolate muffin all over the
throat.
Yeah,
well, obviously he says he has trouble eating the best time because Lee's disabled. And so he's obviously eating away there and he's had to sneeze, bless him.
Brilliant.
And he said, I mean, for me, the best bit is he's had to sneeze. Then he's had to type sorry into his iPad.
Oh, so yes. He
couldn't even sneeze straight. He couldn't even apologise straight away, which for me, oh, fuck, I wish I'd been there to see that.
He's brilliant, though. Thank you so much for that question.
Yeah, I did a TV show with him the other day. And he said he loved the podcast and he said he wanted to put a thing in. So if you're listening, brother, thank you very much, man.
Thanks so much.
Wow.
And just a quick, if any other celebrities are listening and you want to send a question in, then get in touch because we are running thin.
Running out of friends. We're running out of friends.
We only know 70 celebrities. So let us know, please. Thank you.
That's brilliant, though. See, that, can I just say right now, that is why I put my bag on the seat next to us on the train.
I know, yeah.
Shit like that going on.
I'm trying to think if I've had any embarrassing food moment. The only thing I can think of, and it wasn't me, but do you remember when we went to Hannah Hannah in Newcastle?
Yeah.
Which is where the big frying pan thing is in front.
The
and they do
teppanyaki
the,
thing.
The, yeah, and they do it all there. And they do that egg trick where you've got to flick the egg into your hat.
Yeah.
My friend Angela did that. And she flicked it so hard that it cracked on the ceiling and went all over my friend Steph. And it was all over her, wasn't it? It was just full on raw egg all over her face, all over her body.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
It was very funny.
I mean, it made worse by the fact that me and you laughed so loud when that happened. So loud.
Well, what else are you meant to do in them situations? Do you know what I mean? I'm not that friend. I'm not that sort you out, help you. I will laugh.
Yeah.
And I'd expect my friends to laugh at me if
absolutely.
That happened to me.
You've got to get laughed
That's
at.
That's friendship.
Can you remember that time we went to Hannah Hannah? Was it that time or was it a different time? We went there.
It was the same time when them lads...
Right, so...
I know exactly.
So there was, we got there. This is ridiculous. So we got there and there was a huge group of lads around the table. It's like 20 of these lads. And they're like, lads. So loud. And we got there and I was the first one to go, God, look at them loud fucking knobs over there. And we sat down and then I went, I'm going to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And you were all sitting and listening to how loud them lads are. And I went to the toilet and like about 10 minutes later, you were like, them lads have got even louder. Why are they louder? And you looked up and I was in the middle of them with the chef's hat on, flicking eggs into me hat.
Yep. And you were having shots.
I was having shots them. They recognised us and they were like, way. And I was like, oh, lads. Like, I'm annoyed with them when they're being noisy, but if they accept us into their fold, I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
Do you know, did I tell you that was the weirdest thing I ever heard in my life?
What?
I went in the toilet and one of them, the one who'd started taunting was said, come upstairs and try and flick the hat in your head with the lads. Mm. I went, all right. He then said after that, on a night out on a Saturday in Newcastle, I shit you not, he said, why don't me and you go out after this? We'll get some shots in. I know some good places to go. We'll get hammered, me and you. Have you got your passport? Because we could like end up in Ibiza. It'll be amazing. I went... Your passport? And I went, who takes a passport on a night out? He went in his pocket, he had his fucking passport.
I am telling you,
I swear. He had his he went, me and you, come on, we'll end up in Ibiza. And he whipped his passport out. I went, absolutely not.
Does he work for Lad Bible? Wanting a bit of content.
I think that's what he is, yeah.
What the hell?
Amazing. What
that's
kind of life is that?
That like, what that is, that's, he's got no kids, has he?
No, he's got no kids, he's got nothing, him. Nothing.
Oh, I'd love that.
Imagine.
Oh, hey. Honestly, remember the days where you could have went out and just fucked off on a plane
He's living it.
I'm so jealous.
When he's got kids, he won't even be bothered because he knows he's just fucked off to Ibiza now and then for a laugh.
God.
One of my food disasters, have we discussed this on the podcast? Have we discussed the bokeh garni?
I don't know. Anyway, crack on.
Rosie once made me a lovely sort of soup. Was it like a soup, like a broth thing?
It was a vegetable soup. I didn't whiz it up because it just mushed into itself.
Yeah. Which sounds very appetizing. and I'd never had one before and I was eating it. And I took a spoonful and I bit into something that was extremely sort of...
flavourful?
It was very flavourful and very sort of tough. And I was chewing it. And it was like, I'll be honest with you, it was like chewing a bit of tea towel.
Mm.
And I thought, what is this? And you looked at me and you noticed I'd been chewing for what must have been a minute and a half non-stop on the same mouthful of a broth, which shouldn't happen because people with no teeth can eat them. And you said, are you all right? And I said, I'm chewing something that just keeps chewing and chewing. And it's really intense flavour. And my eyes were watering. And you went, oh, I've left the bokeh garni in, which is essentially... It's like a tea bag full of herbs, and I was nearly crying, and I just like opened my mouth, and it just fell out like a mother bird feeding her babies.
Oh, that was brilliant!
And I was shell shocked for weeks. Gosh.
That was a good little moment. I laughed a lot.
I just literally went, and it just fell out my mouth, and I
did
just
it
kept
taste
thinking about it.
I bet it tasted.
It tasted awful.
Awful,
but it was like trying to chew down and eat a bit of kitchen roll.
Yeah,
it was horrendous.
Well, it is just a tea bag of. It's just got dried herbs in.
So that was a nightmare.
Congrats.
Thanks for that.
But guys, just so you're listening at home, yeah, I do cook with bokeh garni. Thank you.
Yeah,
I know I might sound like an absolute common slag, but I'm not.
Yeah, well, she fucking leaves it in the meal. So, yeah, she'll cook you a lovely tasting meal, but careful, because in a couple of mouthfuls, it might taste a bit too tasty.
And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. We've had to record this outro a couple of times because I think I'm we may be slightly drunk.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Well, it's all good. What it's our podcast.
I stop recording on the main bit and then we'll have a minute and then I press record for the outro and I just press record for the outro and I pointed at you and you said hello like you were answering a phone. You just went, hello. And I was like, what the hell's this?
Here's a question.
Yeah?
Who's getting up with Robin?
Who's getting up with Robin tomorrow?
Skinchies.
Skinchies.
Snags.
Oh, just Skinchies. I'm going to get up with Robin. Guys, thank you very much for listening. That was episode 17. As usual, if you want to get in touch, shagmarriedandaudio@gmail.com. Loving your comments. Please rate and subscribe. Please keep listening. We're loving it. Thank you so much.
I love you.
Many other listeners. Everybody in the world. Everybody in the world. Yeah? Even murderers, Rosie. Even murderers and people.
Still got feelings.
Fair enough. God. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.